This is Dakota Day Book for August 28th. During the Red River Valley's hot and humid days of mid-August 1944, the newspaper in Fargo reported on a health scare. A 17-year-old boy had just died of polio, infantile paralysis, in a Fargo hospital. He had been hospitalized for less than a week. His condition, as described on the Fargo Forum's front page, was conveyed by the attending physician, who said the boy appeared to be improving right until he died. Next to that story was another report about five cases of poliomyelitis reported to Fargo health officials the previous month. City Health Officer Dr. M. E. Watson is quoted as saying, "Except for a possible case or two, there seems to be little danger of further outbreak." Dr. Watson also said only one of the five cases developed paralysis. Dr. Watson also reported that in rural Cass County, there were six reported cases of encephalitis reported by August 1st, but none within the city. He said a further outbreak of the disease was also considered unlikely. Other communicable diseases in Fargo during the previous month included three cases of scarlet fever, one each of chickenpox and measles. Total was 21 cases, compared to 18 cases of communicable disease, including 9 of scarlet fever that had been reported in June. On the same date, the paper reported from the war front, where General Dwight D. Eisenhower announced that Lieutenant General George Patton would be leading the American Third Army. August 28th. Today's Dakota Date Book, written by Steve Stark. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.